The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, May 14th, 2026.
I forgot the... God dang it.
The what?
If I play a drop when the intro is playing because it plays in the same pot,
yeah,
it's going to drown it out. So, but I forget that every time. So I'm like, God dang it.
I thought she said it live because I was looking at my screen. I was like, wow, what a way to start off the morning.
That did not.
That's your new catchphrase, Paige.
I think it is.
Yeah, we got to make the shirts, get some stickers. Stickles, which I still get asked for stickers, Stickles. By the way.
People love stickers.
Yeah, they do.
I do too.
And I'm like, I don't know if they'll ask for certain ones. Like, do you have a Ticklet sticker, but it might be a college-themed sticker.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I don't know if we got those or not.
I haven't seen those in years. I have not.
Didn't we used to have like a gym bag full of stickers?
Yeah.
But there were templates in there too, so you could just, you know. Give one, like when you want to go print them off, like here's one.
Oh, yeah. Well, couldn't you just do that with any sticker?
Probably.
You might be able to, I think, actually.
You just give them the artwork.
God, I never thought of this before. We would have a saying or whatever we were on at the time. And then I forget the process, but it would immediately become a sticker.
Yeah.
That's a ha 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 haga became a sticker.
Oh, Lord.
What the hell?
Oh, man.
I remember how that started.
Okay. Most of this starts with me critiquing people's spelling. And that was somebody who wrote ha-ha on the text line so many times that they wasn't paying attention to their fingers. So they wrote ha-ha-ha-ha-ga. And I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. And it stuck. It actually turned into a Christmas song.
Oh my god,
I can't remember who it was, but there was a P1 that would come to all the remotes and they had every sticker on their car.
Oh yeah,
that we had them until that point.
I think that was Countsy.
Oh
yeah, man.
Oh, he's still alive.
No, I miss all these people.
Okay.
I mean, we used to go out and see them on a regular basis, you know.
Well, you work all the time.
Well, I mean, we don't do those nights anymore. Remember those
I'm
nights
glad.
That we did?
I would, if that had continued, this show would not have. I think that was.
You just, didn't want to bowl anymore?
Well, once a week. We were doing them three nights a week.
We were busy.
I was.
All during Test Fest, yeah, for sure. Oof.
That was. No, I mean, it's still fun stuff, but it was like, God.
We went to the one bar. It was at the bottom of Wade Hampton, coming out of Taylor's. And, like, part of it was upstairs, and the other part of it was downstairs, and it was kind of confusing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
I was like, I don't know where to go.
Yeah, I think that's a trophy store now.
It might have been, actually.
I think so. You know what? Across from Spinks?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right there.
Was that a draft night, or what was that?
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah. That was a pool tournament.
Oh.
Yeah, we might have hit it a couple times. And why throw up a bunch in Peach Bowl Lane's parking lot?
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's if we just drank so much of these things.
Yeah.
It's like spewed everywhere.
Well, think about like the inflation. Like, if we had still done those, what would 93-cent refills cost now?
Probably $3.
Because we sold the mugs. And that was the thing, too. Again, I'm not trying to claim all the ideas, but I did have the one idea. I was like, if we're going to do a keep doing these big, huge, over-the-top Christmas parties. Let's do a Christmas mug where we have the hats on and everything. Great idea. And then they started doing St. Patrick's Day, the green ones. And then next thing you know, you got a cupboard full of plastic mugs with your face on it.
God, if
like
you
a butt.
If you still got a mug, like you're OG because...
Yeah, I don't even have them.
Everybody took their mug to the draft night. I don't have a mug either.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have one of the original ones. I use it to put pins in.
I've got every glass we've done for every incarnation of that.
Oh, I don't have that.
You know,
yes.
But I don't have any mugs.
No, man. I have golf tournament T-shirts. I saved them all.
I got a golf flag somewhere.
I have it in a bag in my closet.
I've got the red one with the shocker on it hanging in my office.
They were so nice, though.
Hell yeah.
I was like, I don't want to leave these.
Well, when you see, like, you know, why is it weird that when you see, like, an athlete or like, a wrestler, or really anybody, I've never seen a lot of actors do it, but, like, a baseball player might have, oh, that was my, that was the jersey I hit my 500 home run in, or a wrestler might say, those are the boots that I wore in Starrcade 88. But if I have my radio picture hanging in my house, I seem like a bastard.
Yeah, I don't have a picture of me hanging in the house.
Oh, I do. I have my first ever radio promo, the ones on the foam cord that used to hang in the lobby.
Oh, yeah.
When we moved.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, by God, I'll keep mine. That's one of the best looking pictures of me I've ever seen.
I threw that away. Ugh.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, I still have that. But it's weird because it's hanging on the wall right outside of my bathroom. So it's like, if anybody comes over, they look at me before they go in there.
It's like, hey, that's
okay. Kind of odd.
Well.
Was this the one where you were in the camouflage?
Yep.
Yep. I remember that picture.
Yeah, we had to blur it on, I was wearing a Gamecocks hat, and there was some event that they used our pictures in, and they had to blur it out for copyright reasons. But I think the person who ran it was a Clemson fan is what it was. We got to blur the cocks on your hat. Sorry, guys.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, guys.
I remember some of those pictures. Shout out Stacy Barcher because you had wild hair in one of yours. I kept looking at it like, well, you got some wild hair in this picture.
Yeah. Yeah, that used to be such a that's probably where I seemed like a pompous prick, but I really was just, you know, I love the guy. I like the guy.
Yeah, I like him.
But Mark Hendricks used to get on my last nerves at those photo shoots.
Oh, I can see it, too.
He would bring props, you know.
You guys want to use this?
Yeah.
It's like when they're, like, the NBA draft, and they're in their suits, you know, all zooted up, pinstripe looking cool or whatever.
I don't know about zooted up.
And then they hand them the basketball, and then they take a picture of them holding a basketball wearing a suit. It's stupid. So why do I have to have my headphones in a picture?
I have mine.
Or they'll bring a microphone. First off, these microphones float in the air like they're hanging.
Yep. But
when we would do the promo pictures, Mark would have a handheld mic you're supposed to hold and like...
like a little box.
You just caught me mid-sentence, and I'm looking at you as you take my photo with my headphones on.
Well, so, hey, you got the headphones, but what are you going to plug it into? Act like you're plugging it in somewhere.
Yeah, with a plain, like, white, black, or excuse me, a white backdrop.
Yep.
A white black drop. It's weird out of context. And you know, I was wearing the shirt that had the radio station logo on there, just in case you didn't know where I work. And he's like, smile, act like you're happy to be here. I was like, well, first off, I don't like my smile. Secondly, I was trying to, like, you know, mean mug it, kind of like.
Yeah, you got to. I love your example to him, too, about the station gear. You're like, look, does Seinfeld walk around with an NBC shirt on?
No. Well, I don't say Seinfeld. That's
what you said.
Yeah, we used to be friends with him.
That was the example at the time.
And he's like, he just kind of looked for a minute. He's like, look.
You're more of a Kramer.
The cross promote. I like when he's there and he's like, what do you guys think about the tape? Yeah, what about that picture?
The tape.
Tape on the mouth.
Oh. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. And then the previous incarnation of a morning show here. Not that we were on, but they had the guy in a straitjacket.
Oh, my God. There's no way you could do that.
I was
now.
Like, okay. Well, no, I don't care about that, but it's just like, oh, I'm so crazy. I'm on the radio. I'm so crazy.
People raise hell. Why that guy's? Why y'all trying to say that guy's mental?
Yeah. Well, it turned out to be true, but nevertheless, it was wild.
Do you remember the one we took pictures with the one photographer? And then I guess he traveled with us for a couple of trips.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, he was cool.
I mean, it was kind of weird, to be honest with you.
The guy, Patrick Cox, is the guy that took my first photo like that, and man, I love that picture.
Yeah, he's a great photographer.
And granted, it was 23 years ago and I looked a lot different. But like, he's just a good photographer, you know, the nice, like, studio shots, they call them head shots.
But this person that way, mm-mm, when they would travel with us, they would just take random pictures,
and they would bring, again, with the props, like that picture of me wearing the Indian headdress, Native American headdress. It was like, you know, I could have wore a couple feathers. It would have been fine. But and then at one point, I'm like shooting a bow and arrow at a photo. What is, in context, what is this going to be used for? Are you going to sell this in like some catalog that it's like adult party games, and I'm sitting there dressed as an Indian shooting a bow and arrow?
Well, Jimmy was dressed as a robber. You guys were together.
That's true. Yeah, he was the Lone Ranger.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was bizarre.
Dang.
Yeah. We had to ask this guy, like, when he was going with us, like, what did you just take a picture of?
Right.
We got to see it because, you know, we got to make sure that we were, because we took pictures at the at Bank of America Stadium when we did the tour.
That was fun, though.
But for some reason, we're, like, standing in the urinals getting our pictures taken.
Yeah, with our backs.
That was weird.
That was my idea, too.
It was an HR violation then.
Well, I thought we wasn't really peeing, but it was funny because you could see the back of our jerseys, which said our name, yeah. And then we're looking over our shoulder.
Well, as Ground Zero pee. Was like that. You can see you guys pee from the stage.
Well, you mean the trough?
Whatever that was.
The trough.
The trough of Ground Zero.
I remember like looking over there and I go, I know that boy. Yeah. I work with him.
The door had come off.
You could, well, it was see-through, so you could pay extra and go up under and watch.
God dang it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that what the deal was?
Well, moneymaker. He couldn't smell worse than the one that
Paige
holded.
Whistled at me and I'm looking. I'm standing there with myself in my hand watching her watch a concert.
No. I'm turning away.
Does that rule apply to females or just males? When you have that rule of, you know, can't talk to you in the bathroom.
Well, if it's, yeah, that's like males. If it's like a, you know, you mean like if I was in there like using the bathroom? And,
yeah, you're using the bathroom. Say a woman walks in because you don't like it if a man's talking to you while you're taking a pee.
Yeah.
So what if a woman does it? Is that cool enough?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm like in the relationship with her or something, yeah, that's
so you work together. She just walks
that
in.
That would be weird that she was in my room.
Yeah.
She's like, oh.
She'd be in your bathroom.
I got to take a dump so bad. This was the closest one. It's the private bathroom, by the way.
Well, Tara, come on in.
Right? She would.
That's the only direction it would come from.
She said, I'm about to Tara. You better look out.
She's like, when you got to go, you got to go.
And Tara, the door off the stall.
She's like, okay, no talkie-talkie. This is my time.
She's English.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And then my favorite, this was with Paige. She was wearing her headphones, but she's doing that thing. And you know this picture, I gave you crap for it for years.
Oh, yeah.
You know how when singers on videos would be singing, they push their headphones yes. in?
Yeah, and they look down.
Paige is at the microphone with her hands pushing her headphones in. Why does it make me talk deeper when I do that? Pushing her headphones into her ears. Oh. And she's smiling. Mm. You're like this.
Like, really pushing them.
What's the context of that? When are you ever singing? I mean, sure, every once in a while, but you know.
Do you know where really got fun is? So every station had different times booked with the same photographer, but he dropped all the pictures in the same folder.
Oh, we could see everybody's.
We got to go mess with other people's pictures.
Oh, God, yeah. Mine. We're yeah. ridiculous.
This is when Photoshop was coming around hot and heavy.
Yeah.
Such a. How many three-legged people are there out there? Well,
I have to take a poll.
What's up, L7?
What's up, T?
I can only imagine what you boys do.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, if we can find those stickers, make some money.
Oh, well, yeah, right.
There's Rise Girls stickers in there. That's not even a thing anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No, that was...
I mean, some other website stickers.
A lot of regrets for many women out there.
Why?
I don't know.
Only one that I know.
They did it.
I don't know if... I don't want to say the name of the one. There was a website where it was just a picture gallery. I think that might have been a sticker, too.
Oh, really?
It was a... It was kind of some that didn't really make the skin of the week. The, you know, you put them all on one little page.
Yeah.
Like a compilation picture page.
Man, I can't remember.
I forgot the name.
Was it mine that didn't make it?
I don't know. It was like a landing page.
There was a page sticker that said big old hoo-has.
I did. I can't believe I did that.
Wow, those pictures were great.
There was
my pink thong.
God, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Now, there was a sticker that was blank. It says, I'm P1, and then you could fill it in.
Yeah.
And then people would send us pictures of some of the stuff they write on there.
Yeah.
And that was on their car.
They would. Well, you've seen some stickers people put on their cars. They don't care.
One was a straight up racial slur somebody wrote on there and put it on their car.
What?
It's like, okay, hang on a second.
Well,
who does that reflect on?
To us, it was. To them, it was like, you know, he could do that. You know.
Yeah, he could do it.
He could, you know.
But you weren't for sure until you saw him get out of his car. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah. This is cool.
That was a great example of not judging people by their car. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, if you saw like a, I won't give an example because that'll come off bad, but you know what I'm saying. You know. Like if you saw a 64 Impala lowered with hydraulics and it had the...
I would think it was P1 chopper.
I would love it.
But if like an 85-year-old woman got out and the car would be, whoa, I wasn't expecting
She's
that.
She's had it all this time and then she put the dream kit on it.
The dream kit. God. Jesus. Paige has been playing Grand Theft Auto.
She has.
A long time ago. I used to listen to it randomly throughout the house.
God, what was the guy's name, the DJ in Grand Theft Auto? There were several, but there was one that was kind of like, he's kind of a surfer kind of voice when he would talk.
Yeah, when you would turn the radio. I can't remember who it was.
It was a real DJ, too, like in real life.
And the swearing IRL. In it. I remember
it was the Psycho Mike, was it? Catherwood? I think he was on that game.
God, man, I can't remember.
Okay, Rock.
It's weird. It stuff really does rot your brain. Because I played it all the time and remembered all the maps by, you know, not even having to look them up.
Well, especially Red Dead, where you just ride the train.
Oh, yeah.
God. Everywhere.
That was so much fun. Red Dead was probably my favorite video game of all time.
Because you ride into town, get an HJ, shoot some people.
Yeah.
Go back to camp.
Yeah. And then every once in a while, you try to be the good Samaritan and help a lady, and you'd end up getting robbed.
Uh-oh.
It was a life lesson in a way.
Oh, I got to look this up because, I couldn't remember it. But it says Kenny Loggins was in one of them. As a DJ in Grand Theft Auto.
I don't remember that.
Los Santos Rock Radio.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Remember that? DJ Pooh was in there.
DJ Pooh.
The Alchemist.
The Alchemist is real. He's a real guy. He does that song with, God, what was that fat guy? I can say that. He's lost a bunch of weight now. He had that show about going and eating all this crazy food. He was a white rapper. I used to love the show.
Oh, dang it.
Action Bronson.
Yeah.
That's who it was. It. Yeah. That was like his DJ's Alchemist.
God, he did lose a lot of weight.
Yeah. He started boxing or something.
But nobody would, nobody really knew because, you know, he wasn't the level of...
Right.
Like, he wasn't blown up or nothing.
Yeah.
He was a niche rapper.
He wrestled one time, too, for AEW, oddly enough.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, did you watch it last night?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah. I had great seats.
God. I don't know if you, dozed off when you went.
No. Driving home, I did.
Well, you just got to ride down the mountain. You don't have to.
Even remember going down over Green Valley Forge or whatever the hell it's called. I don't even remember it. No, I didn't go to sleep driving.
I didn't. I didn't go to sleep.
I didn't. I didn't get a lot of sleep, but what a night.
What a night.
You remember that day when they were in here, FTR, they're like, it doesn't matter when our match is, y'all stay for the whole thing.
Yep.
First freaking match.
You gotta stay for the whole show.
Wow. Well, they started with a bang. I mean, that's the way you got to do it. They usually ramp up to the main event, but they're like, hell, we're going to kick off with it. It was awesome. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you about the full rundown of today's show and more. Your text, 1-800-774-0093.
1-800-774-0093.
Wake up!
This is the
Rise Guys
Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The answer is yes, Paige. Yes. I do want to see your prissy.
You do? I feel like changing into another person today. You want to see my prissy?
That was her little dog back when she was...
Prissy.
It took me so off guard, I thought it was... You said the other thing.
I would never. On the air. I would never. Never, ever.
Is this Ruben Studdard? Because Mary loved Ruben.
God bless you about Red Bull Minos. Yeah. That was That was good. Yeah. It was at the Atlanta airport. My mama saw Ruben Studdard.
Oh, my God.
Didn't even try to get close to him. Hey, Ruben.
Hey, Ruben.
Oh, maybe.
He was sitting there. God, I hope he did kept his money because he had this huge Louis Vuitton, like one of those steamers, you know.
Mm-hmm. He went a little wild with his first paycheck there.
Did he win?
He did win because I think Clay Aiken was runner-up that year.
God, and he probably Clay had a bigger career, I guess. I guess, I don't know.
Yes.
What happened to him?
I think it's like a toss-up. I don't think either one of them really did anything for a little bit, and then Clay came back and made some music.
Yeah, really, like the...
Yeah, I think Clay toured and stuff. I saw him at the Peace Center.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was funny.
One of your friends drug you out there, probably?
No, I drug him out there.
Oh, you gave him a roofie?
No, he like...
It's the only way he'd do it with you.
He like boys.
I know, that's why Paige had to roofie him and get him to try
that's
to
true.
Change teams.
It was a hot night.
I tell you, that dynamic's got to be tough. Because you have, you know, a lot of male gay friends. Like, if I hang out with a lot of, you know, lesbians.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like working out, like in football type lesbians.
Playing poker and stuff.
That's awesome.
Like, I don't know if that would, like, after a while, you would kind of want to mix it up, right? Like, get some real dudes around.
Well, I mean, she.
I can't punch you in the arm and, you know, smack you.
I like real dudes.
Nut tap you or whatever.
My bad. Oh, yeah. Like, you can't do that.
They just won't go to Clay Aiken with me.
I know. Like, what would we do? Like, hey.
Even her lesbian friend.
I'm not going to that page. The hell? I ain't going. Now, if you got Monster Jam tickets still, I'll go to that.
You got heart tickets?
You got tickets to the gym? I'll go work out.
Love heart.
You got a door? I can build you an arbor or something. But I ain't going to Clay Aiken.
You need another perugula?
You need somebody to look at your prissy? I can do that for you.
I do need another pergola, whatever you said.
A pergola.
Perugula.
Perugula.
Sounds like a cheese.
It does.
Please look at my...
That's arugula. That's a vegetable, isn't it?
It's
arugula? What is that?
It? I thought it was a cheese.
Arugula. Yeah, maybe it is. Right, I don't know.
It's like a cheese.
Arugula, Jamaica.
Ooh.
I want to take it.
It was in the song Kakamo.
Bahama.
Come on, pretty mama.
People do like this song. It's by the Teskey Brothers. T-E-S-K-E-Y. Brothers.
Are they real brothers or just black guys?
Well, he sounds black.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stole your joke from you. I said the punchline with you.
I already used it yesterday.
Oh, did you?
When I told Fidel he didn't sound Mexican. Though he swears he is.
And that was still wild to me. Like,
he's a blue-eyed Mexican.
Blue-eyed Mexican named Fidel.
And his girlfriend is Filipino.
Yeah.
I bet they'll make beautiful babies.
Yes, probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
blue eyes.
You know, here's the thing. Most babies are really cute when they're younger, you know? Like, most of them are real cute.
Yep.
Some of them not, you know?
But you can't point it out when you see one that's not up to snuff.
You just turn away.
Like, oof.
I love those videos online where they'll show, like, a picture of, like, a, you know, it's AI of, like, a baby with, like, you know, huge chin or something, or like one eye bigger than the other one, and the parents are looking at it thinking it's real. Those are fun.
We got, like, you know, Cash Patel as a baby.
Oh, probably, man. You know,
where the eyes first started to cross.
Mm.
But you know, if you have an ugly baby, you know, it's your baby, you're not going to admit it, but you know.
Isn't it funny that I'm not taking up for the guy at all. In fact I like characters in politics. If they all dress the same and look the same, that'd be boring too. I'd like the diversity of, and I don't mean just his skin color or his ethnicity or whatever. I just mean, like, they're not all just old white-headed white men. if you made fun of him based on his ethnicity or some kind of thing like that, you would be a very bad person. But everybody makes fun of dudes crossed eyes.
Yes.
Like, that's kind of a, I mean, I don't want to say, it's not a handicap, I don't guess. But it's like.
Is it not?
I don't know. But it's funny to me. And again, I'd like to get the universal humor, you know, where there's certain things that are not funny. Certainly, there are certain things that are not funny. Now, at the same time, like, first thing came to my mind is 9/11. But then again, you had some of that on the Kevin Hart roast, and Pete Davidson's dad died in 9/11, so that's kind of his shtick. And
which sucks that it
is. It's how he deals with it, though.
Yeah, that's how you process it.
Yeah. I mean, that's people have their different ways to get through stuff, but is that a real picture?
That's a real baby.
Oh, yeah. See, that was...
That's a cute baby.
No, it's not.
Oh. Why would you say not?
Look at his head.
Yeah,
my God.
That looks...
it looks you're like, just harsh.
He looks like Megamind.
It looks like the Martian from Flintstones.
Plus, he don't have any teeth.
As a baby.
Well, if you had a baby and it had teeth, you wouldn't want to nurse it. I'm sorry.
He's got no eyebrows, and the sucker looks like Banana
There's
George.
There's a reason for it.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy about that is... One of the baby goats at the farm was born with teeth. I'm not even kidding you. Like, within days, had like teeth. So does that mean they're already like formed a little bit when they're coming out?
I can't remember how fast they grew.
It was very fast.
I don't know.
They only have bottom teeth, right?
Well, they don't. Do they? How long do they nurse though?
I don't know.
Until they want to stop.
Oh, they'll do that for a little bit. And they don't keep up as fast as you have to milk the goat because those sacks fill up quick.
Oh, yeah. Especially if they're pregnant also. Like, they're literally dragging the ground with their...
Yes, and you can tell it hurts.
Yeah.
And the baby goats jab at it, and you got to get down there and show them, like, look, you're jabbing too hard. You just have to, like, suck softly.
That's right.
You showed him how to do it. That's nice of you, fat boy. He's on all fours.
Yeah.
You have to be gentle.
Poor fat boy. Well, he's giving nursing.
Remember the
lesson. I can't bend over, so you got to pick the goat up by the back legs.
Sock. You know, the baby lamb. I had to... bottle feed him because you know his adoptive mother would not, which is kind of weird.
What can you blame her?
Well, I mean, like, I guess not.
It's a stranger.
I mean, let's think about this. Let's say Paige, you just had a kid, right?
Right.
And then Fat Boy's like, "Hey, do me a favor, watch my newborn, would you?"
Right now.
And he's like, "Oh, I forgot the powder.
I got an ugly baby.
Would you breastfeed his baby?
Could she?
No."
What do you mean? I think she could, but she would choose not to. So in with humans, what do you mean, how could she?
I mean, could she do it?
I mean, dogs and cats do it all the time. If there's like,
what
if
on your nipples?
In? Huh?
To your nipples?
No.
Oh.
What if I come in wearing a bib? Would you overlook it?
Say you would starve because I'm not lactating.
It's if boss
you
want baby.
Me to lactate, I'd need a uterus.
She said, God bless me.
Just throw that out there.
I mean, she's Eric Carowinds with that horse racing game using her breast.
It's not going to happen. Biology.
What's hilarious?
Kill it that game.
You'd feed the lamb and he would just watch wrestling after.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But when he wanted to play.
Oh, bless boy. He would play and mess everywhere.
When he was ready to buck around, he was going to choose something.
He bucked around and found out.
He probably chewed your living room furniture a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, and, you know.
Arnold lets his mules and stuff come into his house.
Oh, I know. They're so cute.
Arnold.
He's got the little tiny baby one.
Oh, Green Acres?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, okay.
He's got a little baby.
Oh, I didn't know that he had.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's got his donkey walks in the house and he'll feed it.
He's got a little tiny donkey and a tiny cow.
Yeah, but he's also got a maid, one that he was a little too close to one time. You may remember.
Joseph's mama. Then he's got a pig that's in the house, too.
As long as I don't smell and sit on the furniture, because I wouldn't want to, you know, be sleeping on the couch and smell that.
Oh, they just walk in and just lay on the nice floor.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember, like, sometimes when you see a show and you feel like you can kind of like smell the room on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I'd watch The Osbournes, I was like, God, that house probably reeks.
Because all the dogs?
Yeah. I mean, you watch them, they'd show them all the time just taking a whiz on the couch.
Ugh.
Yeah.
God, bless, man. I mean, you get like, you know, they're well to do, but still, like, you can't get
you
them
can't
all.
Get it out of rugs and carpets.
Golly,
sure.
Boy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh. Look at my house.
That's why I don't have them.
Hey, I didn't do the rundown of the show. In less than an hour now, in about 50 minutes, a brand new Facebook fuss in. You'll be able to watch that live at facebook.com/riseguys and other touch points later.
Ooh, touch points.
Touch points. Yeah. platforms.
It's gonna be a fun one.
Other socials.
I want to say one of the names, but I won't say it. But I want to say it. But I won't.
I don't. I mean, it's actually a nice little 80-20 promo. What is one of the names?
Daryl Blueberry is freaking
Blueberry.
Hilarious.
Daryl Blueberry.
I like that. Daryl Blueberry.
Yeah.
It's kind of sexy.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Well, okay. have you looked over the
I
thing?
Did, page? I
Are you excited about playing some of these roles that you're going to be doing today?
Yeah, I brought some hair. See if it'll work.
Brought some hair.
So you brought? Oh, you brought wigs.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
See if I can fit into something.
Paige is
she's going full method, man.
Yes, she is.
Not method man, but method.
Paige is playing I can't wait to hear her interpretation of this character. It's one of those names, like maybe they're from a different country or whatever. First name is Alita. Alita. Ooh. And her last name's Tass. What's your name, Paige? First name is Alita.
Yeah.
Last name is Tass.
Tass. Alita Tass.
Okay, great. Thank you, Paige. What are you working on the Plex?
I'm working on
Alita Tass.
What was it again? One more time.
I'm not going to say anything.
Alita Tass.
Look, that's the name.
Alita Tass. Hey, this you shouldn't be laughing too hard over there.
I'm not laughing.
Wait a minute. No, that's me that has that role. I'll be playing a woman with a hyphenated last name. First name Sue, last name King Peters.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, Lizzo has a problem. Good morning, I'm Paige.
You owe me, what did we say, 5 or 10 on that one?
God dang it. Yeah. We had a little side bit, which one you were going to do first.
We always look at the headlines of the morning and make a 5. We didn't say on that one. We'll just go with the usual 5.
I did not pick that one.
Yeah, so you owe me 15 total. Ooh,
okay,
now.
All right. You give her. Well, she's got a problem with social media and the algorithm. She says it's killing the music industry. Why does she say that?
Hers must not be charting.
Since posts aren't shown in chronological order, new music announcements might be missed, according to Lizzo. And she says, quote, if your algorithm is super serving you things out of order, when they're happening, then the general public has no idea when music is actually coming out.
That's a good point because, like, do you ever, let's say you follow someone new, like on Instagram. That's the one I use more than any.
Yep.
And you follow them, and then over the next couple of days when you get on there or whatever, you're like, God, they post a lot. They're not posting more. They're feeding it more to you. But what's happening is the people that you followed previously, the algorithm, it says to them, oh, you like this new person more. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start feeding you more there. Meanwhile, the person you followed for 10, 15 years, whatever it's been, their stuff is not fed you as much. And that really makes no sense. Yeah. It should be the opposite.
It should be in order of, you know, how long they've followed you and when they post. And just show it that way.
Mm-hmm. I like the thing on there, least interacted with.
Yeah.
Because when they send me that or whatever, I always try to find one. And like, yeah, I'm going to quit following them. Well, I mean, if I'm not interacting with it or,
you know what?
You know,
if you don't like it, unfollow.
I'm going to do that right
like
now.
Like a little mini purge. Remember her, Paige? She's a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Mini purse.
Yeah, she wore tags.
That's right. Tag Hoyers.
So music marketing relies heavily on social media, but now ever since the algorithm has been showing us things out of order, there's no way to successfully promote an album where everyone knows your album is coming.
Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine tried to tell us about this.
That's
kind of a shame.
The algorithm's going to get you.
Man, I have a lot of people I at least interacted with. I don't know who to cut.
Well, leave it up to us. That can be we can do that first break at the 7 o'clock hour.
Figure out who to cut.
Yeah.
Who ain't making the cut?
Will you read them out literally out loud?
And then we can pick.
I'll do one too.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Paige, will you do one? I can't even mean this, Eva. Ruin their day.
Yeah, and then they're like, what did you do?
But remember that guy that said that they was at some bar and they were having a contest. Say, hey, who out there has the most famous social media follower? And Mattman follows me on Instagram. And he's like, bring it up here. And he brought it up the stage and I'd unfollowed him.
That's messed up, man.
And he didn't win the $50 bar tab.
Oh, sorry. It says here that he blocked you or whatever.
I don't block. It's just like, if I'm not interacting with it, I'm giving them false hope. You know?
Did you ever wish your invention ever went to fruition, that you actually had an invention that worked?
His did. Mattman's.
Which one?
The beard oil and the...
Oh, well, that's not... that's
now body wash.
I didn't reinvent it.
That's true. Oh, yeah, invention.
Didn't you do something with toilet paper? Pregnancy toilet paper?
Pregnancy test toilet paper never came to fruition. Mr. Wonderful laughed. And that's no joke, y'all. Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank laughed at that. Right. Thinking it was a joke. It's like, you don't want to know. You don't understand the plight of a woman when she goes and pees and wants to find out if she's pregnant or not.
Anxiety every time you go potty.
It's a waste of urine to go do it on the test. Find out every day.
Yeah. Plus, they have pregnancy tests that will give you the sex of the baby if you leave a stool sample. Because it takes the DNA.
Really?
No.
Okay.
He just grossed me out.
Well, you never know with tech, man.
So a company developed a special high-tech spoon, which will automatically switch your phone to silent mode while you're eating, so you can eat silent if you have that problem. It'll be available online starting tomorrow for $4.90 while supplies last. I mean, couldn't you just turn it off yourself?
Wait, so people just eat and not scroll on the phone?
They're having a conversation.
You just eat and stare at the wall?
Well, I guess I would assume it's on speaker. And they're sitting there eating or whatever.
Some people like to eat with one hand, talk in the other, text, scroll.
Yeah, but like, who eats that loud? Are they eating soup like that?
Hope.
Are they beavers making a dam?
It's your fake chow.
Oh, yeah, that's what it sounded like. Today's secret sound is Paige doing fake chow.
Eating like a rodent.
Oh,
like, you know,
Paige says she eats it like a Polaroid picture.
Like goats chewing the cud. That's loud.
Chewing the cud.
Smacking.
Well, Paige, that's an innovation that I don't think the world really needed.
I'm going to pass on that.
Nope.
So Halo Top Ice Cream developed this special spoon, which will automatically switch off to silent mode.
So the spoon is connected to Bluetooth. That's
good ice cream too, though.
Is it?
Oh yeah. It's one of those not too bad for you. A little less on the sugars.
Oh.
They're calling it the silent all-in mode spoon. It's available while supplies last. It's kind of cute.
While supplies last.
It's a gimmick.
I bet they're gonna last.
It's a gimmick. Yeah, it is.
I'll just wait and order one from Temu.
You'll get it in 3 months.
I'll spin the wheel and get 80% off. I guarantee it.
Or they'll say, spin again. You might do better.
Oh, God.
Just got a 1 in a million chance.
I like
50%
to lose on that.
Yeah, to move.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. 35 minutes, a brand new Facebook fussing. But next, we purge. That's your name. We purge Fat Boy's Instagram followers.
We're going to do it yours, too.
Okay, yes, and one of mine, and maybe one of Paige's.
Yeah.
All right, stand by. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.